I'm frustrated. My team are not doing the systems and processes. I gave them a manual like last year and they're not even following it. Grow a systemized business, an operating system that operates without you, that you can have complete control over, but don't have to be the one that is controlling every moment of every day. What if the reason that you still feel trapped inside of your salon? What if the reason you still feel trapped in your salon isn't because you don't have good systems and processes, but maybe it's because you're trying to build them the wrong way? Most salon owners I speak to just don't know where to begin when it comes to creating systems and processes. And if you've been following along the podcast or the socials for a while, you know that we've just run our Freedom Frameworks 2-day intensive. And we've been building the Salon Hub and the Salon Playbooks to set you free. The challenge is most owners don't start building systems and processes because they don't know where to begin. It's overwhelming. Like, Larissa, I need, you know, a month off the floor to go in a hole somewhere and just write my systems and processes procedure. And I just want to tell you it's not true. It's not the way that we should approach it. And so instead of spending hours writing your systems and procedures manual, and I know that probably you're getting ChatGPT to help you, which is great, but hold that line, we'll come back to that in a minute. Most owners write it, even if ChatGPT is writing it for you, write it, spend hours creating pages and pages, and then we go and take it to our team and go, ta-da, hey team, I have the systems and processes, here it is, and you hand them a beautifully bound book. Maybe it's pages in a sleeve. Maybe you've got it bound and pressed. Maybe it's on a Google Doc somewhere inside of Google Drive. If you're really smart, maybe it's already in an app. And you go, ta-da, here it is. And then in their onboarding, you go, ta-da, here it is, read this. Well, I don't know about you, but most owners who approach it this way come to me and say, I'm so frustrated, Larissa. This is when I meet you guys. I'm frustrated. My team are not doing the systems and processes. I gave them a manual like last year and they're not even following it. And so you spend a majority of the time being frustrated that people aren't doing what you told them to do because it's in the goddamn manual. Well, I just want to say, hey, stop. No. Backwards. Wrong way. You don't need a month to set it out. You don't need a big, massive document. I want to encourage you, actually, just to eat it one bite at a time, just like how you eat an elephant. I don't even know where that analogy came from, or that metaphor came from. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Whoever made it up, I'm going to kind of use it because I believe, like, we don't need to create this perfect thing to present to our team. Ta-da, like, this is not a school presentation that you have to, you know, create a project and present it. It's actually the wrong way around. And I actually think the right way around is what we call the 40-40-20. So let me walk you through that. The first step in creating systems and processes, just decide what you will and you won't systemize. Like, be smart about the things that you decide. And there's a couple of ways you can decide. The first one is if you have fireballs being thrown at you by your team or your clients or your accountant, do you know what I mean by fireballs? Like, I've got this problem, throw it at you and you have to catch the fireball, but it's on fire. So it's really hard. And now suddenly you're juggling everybody else's fireballs. If you get the same fireball 3 times in a row, it's time to systemize. Like, if you get the same question 3 times, then it's probably going to come a 4th time and a 7th time and a 29th time. And why don't we just create a system around it? And so I call this the 1% approach. Like, just do it as it comes at you. As soon as you notice you've been asked the same thing or you need to do the same thing for somebody. So one of the things I used to feel really resentful about doing, not resentful, that's, no, I'm overstating that. But one of the things that I found hard to get round to was when somebody left, they would ask for a reference. Now, that's fair. They should ask for a reference, and I should give it to them. But I never had time for it because they'd already left. They weren't my priority. They are now somebody else's priority. They're off getting a new job. Their priority not mine. I've got my own fireballs to deal with. But that would be something I should create a system and a template for, so I don't have to think it. I can just click a button and ta-da, systems, processes shall set me free. I have a system for it, and I don't have to keep holding myself accountable to other people's problems. So if you're getting the same problem being thrown at you, I call it a fireball because it's like suddenly you've their priority is your priority and you don't get to your real priorities, create a system. So first decide, what is the system that you're going to create? And then create a shitty first draft. Hey, it's me again. I just wanted to interrupt and jump in here quickly to say thanks for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate you being here. Just one question though. If you are listening to this episode and thinking, oh my God, this is me, but I'm just not sure what to do. Well, don't worry. I've got some strategies for you. The Salon Mastery Program will help you develop and implement 100K team, 100K mindset, strategies and steps designed to help you lead your team to enjoy 100K careers and install the 100K mindset and motivation so you can help build that inside of your team. The systems, the processes to master the 100K day so you can build the $1 million salon. So I want to invite you to join me for a complimentary $1 million strategy call. We'll discuss your business, your role in the business. Let's see if I'm the right person to help you grow your business and your team. Together, we can reach the $1 million mark. All you need to do is click the apply now button in the show notes of this very episode. You're welcome to book a time, a strategy call. We'll have a chat. All right, that's enough for me. Let's get back to the episode. Get some shit down on a piece of paper and just like think about what it is. Don't overthink it, but then put it to work. This is called the messy middle, the testing ground. Put it in the hands of your team. Use it yourself if it's an internal system and just test it, measure it, make sure it works and iron out the kinks. Maybe it's a system that you already have in place, but you haven't got it documented. So take some time over this. Like creating a system could be anywhere from 1 to 6 weeks. So this is the messy middle. So the first 40 is deciding what it is and making a list of the what. The second 40 is the how, like test the how, make sure your documentation matches the how. And then the last bit, the last 20 is when you finalize it and put it into the salon hub, like lay it out in your playbook really, really well. So my salon CEO, you know, has salon playbooks for you to put into. And if we go back to the 40-40-20, the first 40 is working out the what you should systemize. The second 40 is putting into play and put it in the hands of your team so you can really stress test it, put it, work it out, get them to adopt it. Like that takes time. You can't just tell your team, this is how we're going to do it now once and then expect them just to roll it out. You need to stay with them, train them, adjust, follow up, hold them accountable, remind them until it becomes common practice. And when it's common practice and when it's well installed, then you can go into the last 20, which is finalize it, the final documentation, put it into place, lock it down into the Salon Hub and lock it into your playbook. So draft it, test it, lock it in, 40, 40, 20. Instead of, you know, 80% of your time writing the goddamn thing, 20% of the time throwing it at your team, and then 100% of some different time being frustrated that people aren't adopting it. Like the majority of the work actually has to go into the team adoption. Now, if you're going to put the tools and the technology in the hands of your team, don't give them a piece of paper and a you know, what did you used to have at school? Those plastic covers with a slip of paper in it. Like that shit's just not going to cut it in 2026, and it's not scalable and it's not going to last you until 2030. It's hard to update. You're going to cross it out with pen. Systems change often, and who's in charge of them changes often. And so scrappy bits of paper are not going to cut it, and your team are not going to adopt a stinky bit of paper. Like this is 2026 when they spend, you know, 80% of their any given day on their phone. So you've got to put the tools in the hands of your team. Now, let's talk about AI and how AI can play into that. So if we're going to put dynamic rules, systems, and processes into the hands of our team need to be able to engage in that. They're not interested in just reading. That's why they left school. They don't want to read any more formal documentations, but they will have a chat with an AI that will walk them through the why. Or maybe they can have a conversation with your systems and processes AI. We call her Jemima. She lives inside my salon CEO, and she is the catalyst inside of your salon playbooks that will talk with your team and help them understand how and why and what around the systems. Because imagine your team could go and ask Jemima what to do instead of asking you. Now just remember, you've told Jemima, and you might actually call her Puddle Duck. I don't know. What was another name? Maybe you're going to call her Sarah the AI. Come on, surely we can be a bit more creative than that. Anyway, you can call her whatever you want to call her. We call her Jemima, and she'll be Jemima until you change her name. But if we help you create the framework inside of the Salon Hub, your Salon Hub, your Jemima who can talk directly to your team, we'll give you the framework, but you personalize her and make sure that she feels the vibe of your business and the way that you do things, then doesn't that take a load off? Doesn't that take a load off? And that's the easy part, is putting her in, putting the systems and the processes into Jemima and putting it in the hands of your team. And then all you need to do is make sure that you continue the conversation in your team meetings, in your team workshops, in your one-on-ones. Put the tool in the hands of the team so they can go to the tool before they come to you for every goddamn thing. So you can go and have a holiday in peace. Now, does that sound like a good idea? I think that's a good idea. So let me just recap. We don't want to spend hours creating systems and processes. We want to work out the kinks with our team first, get their buy-in, and then we can update the tool. So the team have the tool in their hands. This is how freedom frameworks work. Systems and processes are the thing that will set you free, because you can't scale a business when you are the system. We need to get the system out of your brain into the tool, and the hub is what will set you free. All right, I hope there's been something useful for you in creating your systems and processes and giving you permission to not go into a hole for hours and weeks and months on ends that you actually don't have time to do. And there is an easier way to grow a business, to grow and scale a business because of you, not because of you, your hours and your hard work. If you need help to grow a systemized business, an operating system that operates without you, that you can have complete control over, but don't have to be the one that is controlling every moment of every day, then reach out. Let's have a conversation. Maybe my Salon CEO, maybe Salon Mastery is the right next step for you. All right, until next week. Ciao for now.